Farmers participating in the two-year study were grouped into geographical locations and in north and south groups. After testing the samples, the researchers discovered that green leafy vegetables had the highest level of contamination and percent prevalence of E. coli from produce from semi-organic and organic farms in the southeast. South and middle portions of Minnesota were significantly greater compared to that in farms of other parts of the state. This trend proved identical for Wisconsin. All of the conventional farmers were from Minnesota. The data showed that risk of E. coli contamination from organic and semi-organic farms was significantly higher than that of conventional farms and highest among farmers that composted animal manure fewer than 6 months before application. This chart shows the three-year monitoring of organic, semi-organic, and conventional farms in Minnesota using animal manure as fertilizer. Green leafy vegetables consisting of cabbage and lettuce had a much higher concentration of initial E. coli contamination before washing or preparing for sale than other types of fruits or vegetables. Note that conventional farms had the lowest recordable levels of E. coli contamination. This is because less than half of the conventional farms used animal manure as fertilizer, and when they did, always composted manure for at least 6 months before applying it to the fields. The higher results by organic and semi-organic farmers resulted from a variety of factors, including age of manure before application and the type of manure used. It was found that when cattle manure was used, the incidence of E. coli increased sevenfold. Since organic farmers are prohibited from using synthetic fertilizers and are thereby using manure almost exclusively, more research needs to be done to determine the safest way of composting and applying manure to crops pre-harvest. Again, E. coli kept within an animal or human's intestinal tract is harmless. However, safe food production and safe food handling must be executed to keep this bacteria from reaching our food system. The use of antibiotics in meat production has received a lot of popular media attention. Organic farmers are prohibited from using antibiotics, while large feedlot operations, known as CAFOs, use them as a regular part of an animal's feeding regimen. The National Committee for Clinical Laboratory Standards defines four use categories for antibiotics in livestock: the therapeutic use for animals that exhibit clinical disease, control use on herds where the morbidity mortality rate has exceeded an acceptable baseline, prevention prophylaxis use on exposed healthy animals to minimize the onset of disease, and growth promotion, where antibiotics are used as additives to improve physiological performance of animals. While the FDA doesn't regulate subtherapeutic use in animal production, such as use of antibiotics for growth, the FDA does monitor what the antibiotics are used for.